Chapter 5, United States of America, Saturday, July 16, 1988. I got up early and prepared a package with 27 postcards I wanted to mail to Mexico. Some of the recipients of those postcards were Marcelo Ames, Principal of English World AC, Clara de Ramirez, Ruben the Torres, Elba Angeles Cerdana, Leonor Instituto, Henry Mosley, Elizabeth, Erica, Susanna, Hector, Zuli, Carlos Hernandez, Elisa, Anna, Berta, Lily, Raquel, Lupe, Jose, Milton, Juan, Castillo, Rebecca, a birthday card to my friends Ignacio Rosas, and a letter to my family. Cities of Linden and Blaine. Soon we arrived at the border with USA. It was just 5 kilometers away from Lydia's place. There was a long line of cars, and each one was inspected. All I needed was my passport. The officer only requested Lydia to show a Canadian ID card. We were on the other side of the border soon afterwards, and we drove to the cities of Linden and Blaine. We arrived at Sandra's place, Lydia's daughter, where I met Kurt and Jeremy, Lydia's grandchildren. We had breakfast all together. Kurt was 10 years old and Jeremy 15, but he was taller than I. Both of them were very kind with me. Kurt treated her granny with love, which showed how much affection he had for her. Later on our way to the post office, we stopped in a store to buy quite a few stamps I needed. Surprisingly, the storekeeper told me he could not sell so many, so I went back to the car very disappointed. Lydia told me not to worry, and Ruth, Ann, and Kurt went to the store to talk to the storekeeper so that I could buy the amount I needed. After that, we continued our trip. I was surprised to know that I had to leave my postcards in a mailbox instead of the post office. For a moment, I was not sure whether my friends were going to receive them or not, but I had to take the risk. We drove back to Canada. We had no problems to cross the border. Lydia told the officer she was traveling with her grandsons, and the officer did not doubt it at all. I expected him to check my passport, but he just told us to continue our way. Everybody was surprised because they were sure he was going to ask me why I was crossing the border. Probably the officer thought I was one of Lydia's grandsons. Lydia said we were going to visit her son, Alan. Unfortunately, I did not understand that I was going to sleep over in his place. Since it was embarrassing for me to ask them to repeat something I did not understand, Lydia believed I could understand everything, which put me in an awkward position many times. That is what happened in this case. Since I did not have my suitcase with me, we had to change plans. I rushed to pack only the essentials and left immediately. I was taken aback by the unexpected news, and also because I was going to travel by myself. Lydia gave me precise directions to get there. I was nervous, but I knew I could make it. What is a transfer? When the bus stopped, I said goodbye to Lydia. She told the driver to let me know when we arrived at the convention center and also that I was a foreigner. I paid $1.25 Canadian, that is 2,500 Mexican. The bus had just moved when a woman sat next to me and told me she was Salvadorian. We started conversing in Spanish. Her name was Yuri Cosia. She gave me some recommendations to travel in the city, which were very helpful. For example, she told me about the transfer. I had no idea what it was. She said that a passenger can get one at the time of boarding. It is valid for taking a second bus as long as it is in the same region, so the passengers do not have to pay a second fare. Its expiry time is 2 hours. Transfers are only valid for one way. I requested mine to the operator of the bus. It was approximately a 1 hour trip. I took a look at the city during this time. I still found their stores, restaurants, buildings, people, etc. surprising. On arriving at the C-bus station, I got off and walked toward the entrance where I showed my transfer. This was the second time I took the ferry, and it seemed to move faster. After that, I took the bus to Northern Vancouver. On boarding the bus, I showed my transfer again, and the operator told me it was still valid. I took a seat. When the bus started riding up the mountains, I counted the streets and got off on the bus stop, Lydia told me. I looked for the number. The house was very close to the mountains. The air was cool and fresh. The weather was completely different from Lydia's neighborhood, as she lived close to the sea. I rang the bell, and Alan and Francis came to the door. We conversed for a while, and then we had dinner. The food they prepared was a real feast for me. We talked about the places I had been in so far. Later in the evening, I called home for a second time. We talked for about 20 minutes, which was enough time to make me feel that I was not far from my family. Then Alan, Francis, and I talked about religion. They were not Catholics, but Baptists. I believe we made some comments on the religious cults, and each of us gave our point of view. They asked if I wanted to go to their church, and I said that I had no problem with that. So we decided to go the next day. Then we went to bed. They arranged a room for me in the basement. They said good night, and I settled in the room. There was a tape recorder on the lamp table, so I decided to play some music in Spanish first and then to listen to the local radio. I learned some more phrases, such as have a good sleep and sleep well, also to figure out, which means to understand, conclude, resolve, make out, and bottleneck, a narrow stretch of road that causes traffic to move slow or stop.